We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the first wide line. Hit the Atzmei L'misa. The Gemara says that a din of Asra. We actually were from Psukim. There's a chi of Asra from the Psukim. Even though Pashtus, like Tosfos speaks out before, and Daf Mem Beis Asra is to Mechalek to Shaygi Amazed. But Minat Torah is a pasuk also for Asra. It's the gate for a chaver. It could be for that man the Yama holds that a chaver, someone who knows Halacha, needs Asra also. And then the Gemara, and then the Braisa said that in order for Asra to be to work, the person has to mekabel himself to Asra, and he has to say, "I'm doing it even though I know I'm chayev misa." Now, where's the makar for that? Hit the atzmei l'misa menolan. How do you know that someone gets Asra has to mat himself l'misa? I'm a rav of temi chizki. I'm a kra. You must ameis. The pasuk says the full pasuk is v'chiyazet ish. The pasuk says, "Apishnayim edim oishloish edim yumas hameis lo yumas pirechad." Now, yumas hameis, it's yumas achai, not yumas hameis. So Rashi explains that's the drasha. Shiyata atzmei l'misa. He's already considered a mace. When he's ready, once he's makabel on himself that he's going to die, and he did this aveira, he's like a dead man walking. That's shiyata atzmei l'misa. It's yumas hameis. Rashi says, "Mashma kfaru kameis koidim shabal lebezdin shechayev atzmei misa befiv." He already was chayev misa with his mouth. Omer Rav Chanan, Eidei Naira Merasa Shehuzmu, Eina Rogim. A chiddush over here. The halacha is a Naira Merasa, someone who's mezana with a Naira Merasa is Chayev Skila. Now, and she's Chayev Skila as well. And Eidim came and said, "This Naira Merasa was mezana." The halacha is that if you come to Eidim about this Naira Merasa, and then you become an Eidim Zayimim, you don't get killed. Why not? They get taina that they didn't come to kill her, they came to make her usher on her husband. Freit the Gemara, if that's what they were coming for, va asruba, they warned her and she accepted the warning. Obviously, warning is only for misa, not for being usher to the husband. So the Gemara, deloy asruba. The place when you have this heter of Edom Zayman, they won't get killed, is only when they're coming to say this with at hasra. Freit the Gemara, deloy, obviously they're coming, there's a hatzad here that we would kill her, because we're saying there's no within Edom Zayman, because the Edom could say they came to asher her. So, v'liyo asruba, the problem is, if you didn't give her asra, hechimiklo, be it sad that they were saying edus to kill her. So, tomorrow, v'isha chaveira. We're going by isha who knows her halachas, v'aliba de Rabbi Yezir Yehuda, that holds that isha chaveira does not need hasra, the talent in the bride. So, Rabbi Yezir Yehuda, emer, chaver ain't tzorach hasra. Someone knows halachas does not need hasra. If you don't need hasra, lo hafkim and shayge ben lemezid. Only need hasra to mechalik between shayge and mezid, to know, to make sure that the person doing the avera knows about this avera. So, Freyta Gemara like this. Gemara is saying stuff like this. You come into Bezdin, you say, "This Rachel, she's a Nairam Rasa, she was Mazana." So, it sounds like the lach is that if you weren't found in Zaymim, she would be killed. She's a Nairam Rasa. I didn't make Hasra, because we're coming in to make Hasra. Yeah, talking about Isha Chaveira. So, the Gemara is Mechash to us, then such a case, if they're found in Zaymim, they don't get killed. Why not? Because they always get Taina that they came into Bezdin just to Asa her on her husband. So Gemara says, if that's the case, so even if they don't become Zayimim, how do we kill Rachel? L'chayra, it's Eidim Shiyat Yachal Azima. Freit Amar Akasha, we keep on the Inu Loi Mikli, since they don't get killed as Eidim Zayimim, Hechi Mikli, how can you kill her if they're not found to be false? How do you kill her? Have you Eidim Shiyat Yachal Azima? V'chol Eidim Shiyat Yachal Azima, any Eidim that you cannot make into Zayimim, Loi Shma Eidim, not called Eidim. So Gemara, you're right. Hachinami kamar. It's true. If you come in and say edus about a naira hamarasa and you don't have asra, the loch is even if you're not found zayimim, she does not get misa. Metoich she'ein erogim, since they can't get killed, she yecholim leimar. They ketaina lo Yisrael abayla banu that they came to asher on. This came to asher on the husband. Af he ein eregas. She also will not be killed. The havla edus shi'ata chalazima. And therefore, she won't be killed. So, come out right. Stop right here. It would come out the only time you find misa in the Torah b'nayim rasa would be only by isha that's not a chaveira. She needs asra. If there's asra, we know that these edim are not coming l'asra b'ayla because why else did they make asra? They made asra because they warned her for misa. So that is when it's possible to have two edim that kill a nayim rasa with skila. But if Rachel is the isha chaveira, in such a case, it sounds like it would not be possible to have the din of the Torah of skila on a nayim rasa if she is a chaveira. But the problem is that the pasuk sounds like every isha naim rasa is shayach to have skila. Ela be isha chaveira, the karmel de miktala, We know that Ish Chaveira gets killed if she's an Arim Rasa. How is it possible? Can't the Edom always taina that they came Loisra Abayla? So Gemara says, I'll tell you how it's possible. Kisha Zinsa v'chazer Zinsa. She was Mizana twice. She was Mizana with one person, Reuven, and Reuven was the boil, the cat that killed Reuven, whatever it was. And then she was Mizana again. So you can't say, she's already asked her husband that she has a kedushin from, because from the first time. Now she's Mizana again, Edom come and say that she was Mizana, so you can't say they're coming in to say that she's asked her husband, she's asked her husband already. So, and she doesn't have a get yet. So here, that has to be that the Edom are coming to kill her, and therefore, that is where it's possible for Isha Chaveira to get Skila, because here the Edom will get Skila, because the Edom can't say they're coming just La'aser al-Baila, because she's also to her husband who had gave her Kedushin already. Because the halacha is, I don't know if we spoke this out yet, but the halacha is that someone who's married or has Kedushin, if she is Mizana, first of all, she is also to her husband, who gave her Kedushin, or she's married to. And she's also ushered to the Baal, also Agav, but she's also ushered to her husband. So here, you can't say that she's coming to ask her to the husband, because she's also ready from the first time, because she's into the Chazav, is into Freyti Gemara.
Why are we counting on Amras and not regular?
Oh, good Kasha, very good Kasha. Where's the Kasha? Talk about regular Ishish. Where's the Kasha? Because she's into the Chazav, is into. It's possible to have the Ishach Haveri getting Skila when it's the second time she's been Mizana. Freyti Gemara, v'yechayim loymar, lo'isra al-baila. Why can't we say, lo'isra al-baya al-osheni? Maybe they can say, they know what we're coming for? To aser Rachel on the second boil. That's what we're coming for. I've had that she's asher to her husband. But for the second person who's Mizana, maybe we're coming for that. So, the Gemara says, so Tais says you could answer that they weren't saying who the other person was. Then you know for sure you're trying to kill her. But okay, the Gemara is even teretz. We're coming to ask her on the Baal HaShani. So tomorrow, she's in some Baal HaShani. She was down with the first Baal, so she was asked to both sides already. And here the case should be Chayav Skila, because they can't say ask her a Baal or Baal, because she is already asked to them already. Inami, she's in some Mekreveha. She was down with one of the Kreivim, and the Kreivim are asked to her anyway. So to Gemara, this is your kasha. Maishta Nairam Rasa, the knockout, a film of tsunami. This whole sugya that was saying the Edim have a way out by saying they came to ask her on her husband, could have been talking about someone who's married. Ella Gemara has a kasha that why Maishta Nairam Rasa knockout, a film of tsunami. Gemara says in, Ella Filu Hai, the chish like this. Even a Nairam Rasa never really lived with her husband, they only have Kedushin. Here you can say the Edom never had a Havamina, they're coming for that because they barely know they're married, because they never saw them together. Still, they could taina that they're coming to Asa. That's the Chiddush, that's what's in the Rasa. But it's true, the same exact halacha as the Gei also by, the same exact halacha is the Gei also by on a Suin as well. So, the Gemara Vayit. Stamazoi comes from Agamara that by Isha Chaveri you don't need a Hasra. So do you need Yata Atzmai Lamisa? So Tais says two pshatim in why, what do you do by Isha Chaveri that doesn't she have to mat say, I'm doing it even though I'm getting Misa? So Diva Maskal by Isha Chaveri, small Tais says two pshatim. Loibai Rabbi Yisish Yata Atzmai Misa, he doesn't need that. Inami Chaver ki ilu hit Atzmai, it's ki ilu is mat Atzmai, so Chaver is, it's ki ilu is being mat Atzmai Lamisa. Okay. Huh? Two mitzvahs. He doesn't hold of it, or he holds of it, because now for me it would be, what's the Rav Yisrael hold by a regular person, not a chaver? Do you have to mat the Atzmai Misa? If you're the first shot, he doesn't hold of it. If you're the second shot, he holds chavers automatically like that. So, Tamaravaita, new Gemara. Omrav Chista, we have two Edom, and they're both saying Edis that Reuven killed Shimon. Echadom and Messiah, one says it's with a sword. Haragai, he killed Echadom and Bariru Naragai. Killed him with an axe or a spear. Some type of other weapon. The halacha is ein zenachon. It's a stira in the mamish, the guf ha'edus, in the murder itself. Ein zenachon. It's not good. Even though it's not one of the sheva chakirois, but this is one of the bedikas, but this case, there's a chasha and the bedika. And the halacha is, like we learned, a chasha and the bedika is a problem. It's not good edus. Ein zenachon. They don't get the, no edus, but ein zenachon, it's not good edus. One said they're wearing a white shirt. Another one said wearing a black shirt. The other one said they're wearing a black shirt. I raise a nachin. That's fine. It's if it's not in the guf ha'edus, if the steer is not in the guf ha'edus, so Rav Chista's b'chash to us, it's not a problem and it's a good edus. So we have some kashas on this. Meis vein. It says in the pasuk nachin. It's a drasha. It says v'in emes nachin adava, and we learn from there shehi nachin. That they should be both saying the same thing. Echadam Messiah Haragav Echam Marim Ragoy. Or Echadam Akelv Shcharim Echadam Akelv Levanim. One says it was black clothing, one says white clothing. Ein Ze Nachoin. The Brice is Mefurish that it's not called Nachoin. If they're steer to each other, Zachosha. Ein Ze Nachoin. So you see, even something is not in the Guf Haedus, it's not Mamish in the murder itself. It's something Zaitig, it's something like accessories to the murder. It's still part of the Eidus, and it's an Ochin, it's a Kasha on Rav Chista. Zok Rav Chista, it's not Shver, take him Rav Chista, that when it says, Kalev Shcharim, Kalev, it doesn't mean the clothing he was wearing. It means it was the murder weapon. It was Besudar Shechonkuboy, that he strangled someone with a handkerchief. The Hainu Saif Arirum, it's like a Saif Arirum, saying one said it was a white handkerchief, one was a black handkerchief. So now that's not a Zaitig thing, it's not a Sar thing, it's in the Gufa Eidus, and therefore, there, even Rav Chista will be Moedu. That's the title of the Braisa. Toshima, Echadom HaSan Lov Shcherim is wearing black shoes. Echadom HaSan Lov Levonim is wearing white shoes. Ein Ze Nachoin. It's called Akhosha and it's not a good Eidus. Again, it's a Kasha Rav Chista because here it's not the Gufa Eidus. More answers. Hasanami Gunjabot by Besandloi Vaharaga. He killed him with his shoes. So again, that was the murder weapon. Therefore, it's considered the Gufa Eidus. Toshima from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, about the Bedikos, it says, Maiso Bodak Ben Zakai Ukse Te'ena. There's a story where Ben Zakai was Bodak the Edom Ukse Te'ena. It sounds like it's Ma'akiv, that they had to be on the same page on that. Now, Ukse Te'ena, what does that mean? Pashas means they were sitting on the Te'ena tree, and he asked them how thick the stems were of the fig tree, of the figs. Amram Achama, no. The case was, Kuncha Okat Te'ena B'Shabbos. The Maisa means the story was someone cut off a Te'ena on Shabbos, and the question was, they asked Edom how big was the stem. The Allah Kamikta, he ain't killed on that detachment, this cutting off of the Te'ena, therefore that's the Kufaydis. Freit the Gemara of Atanya, it says in the Braisa, Omru Loi, Tachas Te'ena Haragoi, that it says in the Braisa, they asked him, did he kill him under the Te'ena? So you see, we're talking about something about a murder, not about Shabbos. That he killed the other person with the stem of the Te'ena. And then the question was, how big the stem was? So again, that's good for Eidus. Toshima. And this, with this, sounds like we're going to slug up Rav Chista. Toshima. Amlem Te'ena zu uksa da'akim uksa gasim. Were the stems thin or fat? Te'enim, Shcheres, Te'enim, Levanis. Were the Te'enim black or white? And here you can't answer that he killed him with Te'enim. Like Rashi says, you can't kill someone with a fig. It's too soft. So, what are you saying? Obviously, we're talking about a Zaitika thing, something that was under the tree, and what color were the Te'enim? So, it's a Kasha of Chista. Here you see that this case is Ma'akiv. Ela Amrav Yosef. Don't ask me a Kasha from Ben Zakkai. Ben Zakkai lo Yosefinish? Shani Ben Zakkai. Ben Zakkai taka holds the Bedikos Kechakiris Mashvile, which means that he holds that Bedikos also have to be on the same page. And if there's a stira, then it's not good edus. Now, he says Bedikos Olechakiris. So that's Pashat. Ligabe Eino Yedeya Bedikos Amokulati. We had in the Mishnah, the Bechakiris, you say, I don't know, then you're disqualified. But by Bedikos, yeah, I don't know how big the stem was, it's fine. But if it's a stira, one thing on a fat stem, using a skinny stem, according to Ben Zakkai, he holds it's like Hakiris, and it disqualifies the Eidus. Now, who is Ben Zakkai? So tomorrow. Now, that's tomorrow's Zaitic thing. We mentioned now that Ben Zakkai holds it this. Who is Ben Zakkai? My Ben Zakkai. Ilem Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Doesn't mean Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Mi have a Sanhedrin. Was he part of the Sanhedrin who's paskening on Dina and Fashos? Vatanyun, the Braisa. Kol Shnois of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai lived more to the end of the Beis Hamikdash. We'll see. He lived the end and he lived afterwards. We'll see a riot to that in a second. So it says all the years of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was made Beis Hamikdash. He lived 120 years. Abam Shana Asa Bakamachia. For 40 years, he took care of business. Mem Shana Lomat. For the next 40 years, he learned. And Abam Shanma Limeid. And then the last 40 years he taught Torah. And Rashi says, when you're teaching Torah, then you became a Dayan Umayri Hara. He became a Dayan Umayri Hara in the last 40 years. Vitanya, with another Braisa, the Abam Shanma Koyim Chorban Abayis, the last 40 years of before Chorban Abayis, goes to Sanhedrin Vyashalay Bechanos. Sanhedrin left the Lishka Sagazis and moved into a place called Chanos, which is also in the same area, but it was not the Lishka Sagazis. It was in Yerushalayim, but not in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't pass the Dina Knossos. Right? The Dina Knossos is Sakadaitach, but Dina Knossos is Tali in Luskas Gazas, in Sahedra being in Beis HaMikdash. The Dina Knossos don't do that. Elo, so they don't do the Nefashos. Because Dina Nefashos are Tali in the Mokim. Like Rashi brings down a Pasuk, it says, Vakam to Lisa Mokim, that you see that Dina Nefashos is the only Paskin when the Sanhedrin is in Mokimai. If Sanhedrin is in Lishkas Gazas, which means in the Beis HaMikdash, then all small Sanhedrin of 23 could pass the Dina Nefashos also. But once the Sanhedrin HaGadol is out of its place, no one could pass the Dina Nefashos. So the last 40 years of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Dina Nefashos, because the Sanhedrin of Lishkas Gazas moved out of its place. Why did it move out of its place? Rashi says the reason is because there was a lot of murders already then, and they weren't able to prosecute everything, so they just gave up. They just left. They just left. Now, the last 40 years they didn't do it. But Tanan, and we learned like this, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was living after the Beis HaMikdash. Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So, how could it be Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Sanhedrin? Because he couldn't even pass the Nefashos. Why not? Because he only started passing the last 40 years of his life. He lived after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So the last 40 years of... He only could have passed in the last 40 years of Korban Abayis. In the last 40 years before Korban Abayis, there was no Dina Nefashos. So it can't be Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Zoktimara, must be a Ben Zakkai da'am. It must be someone else named Ben Zakkai. Hokinam is Davra. It's got to make sense like that. It's not Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Korali ben Zakkai. They don't call him Rebbe. Korali Rebbe ben Zakkai. Rebbe is Masad HaMishnah. You would call him Ben Zakkai. He's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He's one of the Gedolim. He had smicha. You wouldn't call him Ben Zakkai. So it must be someone else. Even though he's on a Sanhedrin, but someone else. It's not Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Afraid to Gemara, but the price is not like that. V'atanya, ma'iso bada gu Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai m'kstenim. Says the price is clear Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the Gemara says, no, this is pshat. Avada, at that time when he was a Talmud in Sanhedrin, he was not paskening yet. And he was still under 80. Under 80 years old. El Talmud Yeshiva Rabbi Hava. Va'oma Milsa Umustav Lo Taima. He said something Umustav Lo Taima. And because of that, on top of Ambez now, V'kavu B'shmei. And they said over this halach on his name. Kiava Limeid Ben Zakkai, when he was still learning, Lomad Ben Zakkai, when he was still learning, Hava Karlei with Ketam Yeshiva Rabbi. We called him Ben Zakkai. Kiava Limeid, when he started teaching, Hava Karlei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So the Mishnah that says Ben Zakkai, it's calling on when he said that member. He said the member when he was still Ben Zakkai. Kikarole Ben Zakkai al Shem Dimikaro. When he was still considered the Ben Zakkai then. That's when he said this idea. And they listed him. It was a good idea. That the check Oksitanim. The Kikarole Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. When the Brisa calls Rabbi Zakkai al Shem Tahashto. And right now he's called Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So it's not Shver. The whole kasha was that you wouldn't call him Ben Zakkai. And also, it's 40 years he wasn't passing. Right, he was not passing at that point. It was just a Talmud. And that's why we call Ben Zakkai. Answers all the kashas. That's why it's called Ben Zakkai.